On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this is Bob Keebler, and I'm here to talk about portability and RevProc 2017-34. In early June 2017, the Internal Revenue Service issued RevProc 2017-34, bringing considerable relief to taxpayers who have failed to file federal estate tax returns in a timely manner. Keep in mind, under the law, if I die, my exemption can be transferred to my spouse, who can then use my exemption combined with hers at her death to reduce or to eliminate the estate tax. A considerable number of private letter ruling requests for 9100 relief to file for portability have prompted the service of the Treasury to provide a simplified procedure to make a late portability election. So you're going to have to read the RevProc if you have this, but this will be a very big benefit to many of your clients. The simplified method provided by the revenue procedure is available to the executor of an estate if the decedent was survived by a spouse, died after December 31, 2010, and was a citizen or resident of the United States on the date of death. And finally, to qualify for this procedure, the executor was not required to file an estate tax return under IRC Section 6018A, as determined based on the value of the gross estate and adjusted taxable gifts without regard to the need to file for portability purposes. In other words, if my estate was greater than the exemption when I died, I am not allowed to go back and fix this. If I had an affirmative requirement to file a return, so I died in 2011, I was worth $7.5 million, I'm clearly over the exemption amount, I cannot go back and fix this. On the other hand, I died in 2011, I was worth $3.5 million, my spouse can go back, or my executor can go back and file a return to capture portability. Now let's talk about some of the parameters we're working with. The third requirement is the executor did not file an estate tax return within the time for filing a return, and lastly, the executor satisfies all the requirements of the revenue procedure. The executor of an estate not within the scope of this revenue procedure, only because the executor does not satisfy the requirements of 401 of the procedure, can request an extension of time to make the portability election by requesting a letter ruling. So the service has not shut down the ability to file a private letter ruling. Let me walk you through this. If in the future, right now, we're going to come to this, but there's a complete holiday. If I died in 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, or 16, you can go back and file a return provided I was below the exemption amount. However, when we go forward and we get past January 2, 2018, there's going to be only a two-year look back. If you're beyond that two-year look back, you have to file a private letter ruling to get relief. Let's jump up ahead, though. So an executor seeking relief after the second anniversary of a decedent's death may do so by requesting a PLR. But right now, there's a complete holiday for anyone that died from 2011 through 2017, provided that you file a return and take advantage of portability. The most important part of this ruling is the procedure states that the requirements for relief under this revenue procedure are that a person permitted to make the election on behalf of the estate of a decedent must file a complete and properly prepared 706 on or before the later of January 2, 2018 or the second anniversary of the decedent's death. Now also, the executor filing the Form 706 on behalf of the decedent's estate must state at the top of the Form 706 that the return is, in all in caps, in quotes, filed pursuant to RevProc 2017-34 to elect portability under Section 2010C5A. Now, basically, here's how this works. Up into January 2nd, anyone can go back and fix this, provided you are under the exemption amount. After January 2nd, you only have a two-year look back. But if you're below the exemption amount and you're beyond that two-year look back, you are allowed to file a private letter ruling to obtain relief. Now, here's an important thing. If after the grant of relief pursuant to this revenue procedure, it's determined that your estate was too large to take advantage of this procedure, then this election will be deemed null and void ab initio from the beginning. Now, one thing that you can look at, let's say you have an estate where when you add everything up on an economic basis, it comes to $6 million. So you're close, but you're over. But you look at that, and it's all real estate that was in a tenancy in common with my wife. Well, what we might be able to do, depending upon state law and the federal tax law, and you have to actually look at and read the cases on this, but what you would try to do is obtain an appraiser to give you an analysis of the value of the fractional interest discount. Let's say it was one apartment building worth exactly $6 million each, $12 million altogether. Even though together everything's worth $12 million, my half might not be worth six. It might only be worth $5,400,000. And if that brings me below the exemption amount, you still may be able to file for portability. So I think you have to look at the nature of the assets. How do we value those assets? Finally, if there's a private letter or written request on behalf of a client in front of the national office on June 9, 2017, the Office of Associate Chief Counsel will close its file on the ruling request and refund the user fee, and the estate will be able to obtain relief following Revenue Procedure 2017-34. On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler, and thank you for joining us today.